Hey there, everybody out there. Thank you for tuning in to the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast today, wherever you may be. I'm Emily.
This is Jen.
We're your dynamic duo. Well, we got something else that we're talking about today, and I mean, obviously you know what it is because you clicked on the title, but Jen, can you go in a little more detail of what we are talking about?
Yeah, we wanted to talk about why making memories is so important, because it's, if we want to change our relationship with food, it is critical for us to make new connections or new memories. Making the connection between feeling good and other things, right? Because in the past, sometimes we were wanting to feel better, and then we can end up eating food to feel better. But if we make new memories doing other things that feel good, then we can start to rely more on those things and have a more balanced relationship with food. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. I mean, I'm sure a lot of us out there have different ways that they view their lives, and based off all of the things that they've experienced, the core memories that they have, and just everything that's made them who they are today. I thought about this as we were kind of preparing for today, but do you view yourself based off of your past experiences? The answer is, I mean, probably yes, depending on what happened, because I mean, that's what you know. But
I think everyone is that way until they decide to do it different.
I think you're right. Yeah,
that's
for sure.
That's what I've experienced so far.
Yeah, for sure. So today we want to kind of move into setting our focus on what we can actually do versus hoping we will achieve our dieting dreams and be perfect all the time and never fall off. But how does that happen when we are invited to a party to celebrate, or celebrate somebody, or celebrate, maybe it's your own party, or you know, anything. I recently went to my friend's baby's first birthday, and they had good snacks there, and the little baby was eating his cake, and I was like, that's so cute. And I wasn't gonna be like, well, I'm not gonna join in, because that's, you know, there was stuff there I was like, maybe I shouldn't eat that, but you know, it's fun to celebrate. So my question for you is, how do you celebrate, and what do you want to see when you look back on your life and remember those memories? Because, you know, when there's oftentimes, I mean, this for me too, is sometimes something great happens and then I'm like, okay, great, I did that, great, moving on to the next thing, you know, kind of, that's done with, now what? But it's oftentimes we forget to just stop and relish in the moment and recognize, wow, I just did this, or this just happened, that was amazing. So,
and I think that before we move into that really quick, because yeah, we're going to be talking about right after what I'm about to say, mm-hmm, we're going to be talking about like the importance of celebrating and gratitude and mm-hmm, like appreciating what's going right in this moment. But before we get into that, this new way, what I want to just point out is that before, what we were talking about before, about like, do you rely on your old memories versus like intending to make new memories? I think in the past, we can kind of get stuck where we're just living our life on repeat. Like, well, it was this way before. And so then we have like a backward focus. And we're suggesting having mm-hmm, a forward focus, like rather than focusing on how it was, which is the old way or very normal. It's what most of us do if we're not being intentional. But now we're suggesting having a forward focus, like looking forward to how we want it to be. And like, rather than thinking about how it was, how do you want it to be now?
Yes.
So I just wanted to really quick pop it out before we discuss now how we're going to do it in the future, right?
Yeah, because we do get the chance to, you know, rewrite that narrative that we view our lives based off of. And like,
and that's actually the most effective way to change our relationship with food or anything.
Exactly. As we realize, okay, this is how it was before, but I want it to be like this. And just continuing, as Jen said, to create new neural pathways, it's going to create new memories, new connections. Yeah. No, that's fine. New memories and connections of the ways that we will be thinking about it. Because everybody has the same power to do it, and why not do it? Because you can do it. We believe in you. So,
do you have anything else? I don't know.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, perfect. So, one thing else I was going to add about the celebration, like being somewhere or, I don't know, with a group of people, your loved ones, your family, just picture that right now. Maybe you were at a 4th of July celebration with people that you love or friends that you love, and they had snacks, you had a good barbecue. Were you celebrating with them? Were you celebrating the freedom that we have in America? Or were you being super nervous about not messing up? And maybe you look back on that and you're like, well, I didn't really feel like I was part of them, or I don't know, whatever. Maybe that's not you and you had a blast, but that's great. I just want to say, like, sure, you stuck to that plan, but you don't have necessarily the same memory that you can't all remember together. And maybe that's just making assumptions, but that's what I have experienced before. So we can't be so type A all the time and sticking to our plan. It's important to sit back and have fun. And because that's kind of what allows our, the creative side of our brain to, you know, be exercised. If I forget which sides of the brain do what, I think
the right side is the focus, left side. I could be wrong.
That's what I think it is too. If you're listening and you're like, you're wrong, yeah, we might be.
But the point being, it's all about balance, right?
It's all about balance.
And so, like, really, a different way of putting this whole thing about making memories and what Emily's saying about having more fun is the more balanced your life, the less you'll struggle with food, if that makes sense. So,
yeah.
Like, having more fun is going to kind of fill that void that you may be trying to fill with food. For each person, the void is a little bit different, right? Like, some of us are super social and we have like a need to spend more time with people than other people that are more introverted. But the whole thing here is that each person, like, the more balanced your life is for you, the easier your healthy eating choices will be. So if you look at it that way, it's like knowing for yourself how much food fun, well, how much food do you need? Yes. But also, how much fun do you need? How much do you need to work in order to feel fulfilled? How much time with other people do you need? How much sleep do you need? How much water do you need? Like, each person, like, figuring that out for themselves, that will make, like, it makes the eating problems kind of just go away on their own. Like, there's not really a need to hyper-focus and freak out about the food that's not actually been proven effective, if you think about the dieting industry and the millions of dollars that have been spent and more as time goes on like fixing the food issues. But really, it all comes down to balance, because unwanted weight and food challenges are really just imbalances.
Yeah, no, that's great. It's so true. And once we look at all the pieces of our life, it kind of, you know, what you said, balance out and fixes itself. So I just want to add here, I'm not telling you have to, in order to celebrate, you have to eat a brownie, or you have to, maybe that doesn't make you feel good. You ultimately know what you need to feel a part of whatever moment that is and celebrate. Maybe it doesn't even involve food, who knows? just take inventory of your life and recognize the things that you need in that moment to make sure that you have taken everything out of that possibly you can, and, you know, do something to remember it. Yeah, it doesn't have to involve food. Oftentimes it does, but it doesn't have to. You just got to take inventory.
And the way that I use the celebration like concept or talk about that is in the way of celebrating what you do right. Mm-hmm. And that could be with food. Mm-hmm. You know what you need. And sometimes in that moment, a brownie does fill up that spot the best, and your body tolerates it fine, right? But in that moment in which you do the right thing for you, given all that's going on, the best way to handle it, you know, that way, that thought process. Or maybe you go on a walk and you're celebrating that. But whatever you do right for you, the good choices you make for you, when you celebrate those, it actually creates an internal reward system in your brain where it makes you want to repeat that behavior because you get a shot of dopamine when you celebrate, like when you're excited about something. Mm-hmm. So be excited about what you're doing right.
Yes.
Instead of being negative. Like, yes. We're so hard on ourselves. Like, we sometimes let the inner meanie, like, mm-hmm. sometimes, like too often,
yeah.
until we work on that behavior of focusing on what is going well and what we do want instead of what we don't want, right? Exactly. Like, it's all about what your focus is on.
Exactly. And something that you would tell one of your great friends or your child about how they're doing super well.
You don't hyper-focus typically on, like, good parents don't typically hyper-focus on the bad, on the things they do wrong. Like,
exactly.
That doesn't seem to be effective, even if we accidentally do that.
Exactly.
Sometimes, right? So.
And remember, you can talk to yourself like you talk to your good friend or child, too. You are just as worthy of good, positive affirmations. So remember that as well.
So basically what I wanted to really encourage y'all to do, all of us, is to continue to work on that forward focus, that intention of like how you want your life to be, and to really like intentionally live rather than reviewing the past and what didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get to decide what results you have in the future, because what you focus on is what you get more of.
Yep.
And
just ask yourself, what do I want to look back on when I turn 80? What do I want my life to look like? And let that help drive those things that will make you who you are starting right now. Because you can rewrite your story.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Do you got anything else to add?
No, I don't think that's about all I had for today. But
all right.
Yeah. I'm proud of you for listening and for everything you're doing right. Let's go celebrate.
Let's go celebrate. All right, everybody. We will see you next time on the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast. I'm Emily.
This is Jen.
And ta-ta. Thank you for listening. Like, share, and subscribe. Ta-ta.
Bye-bye. Toodles.